Vietnam has long been a volume player in tea, but that's changing. As demand shifts towards origin, clarity, and craft, a new generation is redefining what Vietnamese tea can be and how it's valued. Today's guest is Tri Nguyen, the CEO of Teacusp. Tri represents a new generation of Vietnamese tea makers, one rooted in heritage, but intent on redefining how the world understands Vietnam as an origin. A second generation producer, he has spent decades in tea alongside his family, building vertically integrated operations that include organic farming and certified production systems. His mission is explicit: change global perceptions of Vietnamese tea while improving farmer livelihoods. Through the Canadian-based Teacusp, he is blending traditional Vietnamese tea culture with modern processing discipline and market awareness, positioning Vietnam not as a low-cost supplier, but as a producer of expressive, origin-driven teas. Tri, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, and it's good to see you again.
Vietnam has been defined by bulk production. What's actually changing now?
You know, for decades, Vietnam was optimized for throughput. The system rewarded kilos per hectare, fast turnover and uniformity for blending. And in my point of view, what changes now is not marketing, is intent at the farm and factory level. A new generation of producers is taking different questions when they think about tea. What if they stop blending cultivars, right? What if they process for expression instead of stability? And this structural shift from commodity thinking to origin thinking. So you can see this in three ways. Cultivar separation. Farmers who used to harvest and pull everything now keep the pH1, like Kim Tuyen, Shan Snow separates because they have seen bias reward characters. Processing knowledge over machinery. 10 years ago, investments meant bigger rollers and dryers. And today it's been learning with her control, oxidation, timing, filtering precision, and drying curves. And it's willingness to sacrifice yield for quality. So a real example I see is this loss of previously is when anonymously into bulk green tea export are now, lightly pan-fried, carefully dried, packed as singles origin, single cultivar tea, and sold to specialty buyers who evaluate on taste, not price per kilo.
What do buyers still get wrong? And what changes their mind?
The biggest assumption buyers still have is Vietnam can make tea cheaply, but not beautifully. And the conversation often starts with skepticism. So what changes in their mind is never a slideshow, but it's always a tasting. So when a buyer tastes a Vietnamese tea with me, it's normally we discuss about the clarity, natural sweetness, structure, clean finish, and that they did not expect, from Vietnam. And you can see the exact moment, perception shifts. And the questions change, from, what's your price, to how did you make this? What cultivar is this? And, can you repeat this lot? So that's a transition from supplier to producer in their mind. And that shift is happening more frequently now than ever before.
Give a moment where you saw that shift happen.
Yes. This actually happened last year. I got one of my is now just my long-term client. He told me the first time when I just brought the tea to his store, and he said that I know Vietnamese tea very well. Right. I drank it before, and it was not very, very good. And I asked him, "So, when did you drink it?" He said, 20 years ago. I'm like, "Oh, so, that was quite some time." And he goes, "So you didn't drink my tea 20 years ago. Maybe you drank it somebody else's tea." We got this tea from our tea gardens, and we improve our technique, and I told him, "Let's just sit down and we just drink the tea together, because I believe that we have some values that we share together, and tea is also present conviviality. So if you don't like the tea that I have today, then we just drink the tea, talk about life, and then we move on with that." And so he gave me a chance, and we enjoyed the tea together. And he asked me the question, "This, you sure this Vietnamese tea? Did you make it in Vietnam? And what cultivar is that?" So, throughout this discussions, and he's became more perceptive, receptive with a get. He asked for more samples. Right now he's been carrying my tea and to share with his clients. And he is one of the strategic clients, also a friend that's been working alongside with me to promote the uniqueness and the improvements that Vietnamese tea has in the last few years and more to come.
What's driving matcha growth right now?
Is the intersections of global demand, our farmers' economics, and the fast processing adaptation. So, with the global demands outpacing Japan, the rise of matcha in beverages, RTD supplements, and food manufacturing has gone far beyond what Japan can supply at accessible price points. And buyers are looking for credible and scalable alternatives. So from the farmers' economics, matcha allows utilizations of elite grades that historically has very low values in orthodox market. Suddenly right now, a larger leaf, slight cosmetic defects, I would say, mechanical harvest can be turned into high values ingredients after milling. So that's transformational for farm profitability. Processing capabilities is improving rapidly and significantly. Grinding, sifting, and producing techniques have improved in the last 5 to 7 years. But here's the key. Many producers know how to make powder, in this case matcha, but fewer know how to grow leaves specifically for matcha. So that's why the industry is still evolving, with shade management, nitrogen feeding for amino acids, block standards for tensile styles material, or even the decision between steam and hand fire before milling.
Why build matcha capability in China?
China currently provides three things Vietnam is still building. First is deep experience growing leaf specifically for grinding. The second is established tensile style processing knowledge. And the third one is skilled labor trained in discipline required for high grade matcha. And these are not things that you learn from equipment. They come from years of practice, right? They come from experience. So rather than waiting 10 to 15 years for Vietnam to develop this organically, the decision was for my company was learn where the knowledge already exists and then bring it back and adapt it. The longer term goal is not for Vietnam to compete in this premium matcha section. It is, for Vietnam to express the matchas in its own way, right? And crowd in its terroir, cultivars and farming reality. As our goals right now is learn from China is not about catching up or imitating. It is about understanding the sibling behind leaf preparation, shading, steaming, and milling. So that's when this knowledge is brought back to Vietnam, it can be reinterpreted through Vietnamese material. You also don't have to follow step to arrive at the same place. So, you first import the knowledge and then you let local condition reshape it. And that is the result of, not a copy of what already exists. It is something that only come from Vietnam. And that's also aligned with our long-term mission and purposes, of our company.
Where does Vietnam win today?
It's gonna be oolong. So we have a long history in oolong producing. We'll have expertise and we have been developing our technique and the way that we produce oolong with our own cultivars. It's true that the Taiwanese, brought, oolong cultivar to Vietnam. And then, with the developments of the oolong industry, especially in Vietnam, that's thanks to the Taiwanese. Then we have young generations who want to implement and, integrate, their own characters and, their own Vietnamese pride and expertise in making oolong. So we already have knowledge, we already have, expertise, we have history, we have tradition, and that definitely oolong gonna have to change people perceptions about specialty tea in Vietnam, rather than using matcha, because matcha is recent. As I know that, we were talking about the shortage of the matchas in the world right now. So that's why, Vietnam can play a small role in it, to support the demand of the world, right? But with what we already have, oolong is gonna be the key and the main tool that we're gonna use to bring Vietnamese tea to the world stage.
Can Vietnam scale that?
In terms of volumes, we can do a lot. Last year, so our family alone, so we produces up to 587 tons of oolong. But for the countries as a whole, I would say we gonna be in the 100,000 tons, per year. It's a big number. Yeah.
What defines Vietnamese oolong?
I would say that's gonna be our high mountain oolong.
Okay.
The oolong that we have been sharing with the world right now is something that we make from our own gardens. The altitudes of our garden is about 800 to 1,100 meters above sea level. We use the cultivar, Kim Tuen, you know, to make that oolong. It is a light oxidized one. The characteristics, you know, that a lot of people compare with Alishan, you know, from Taiwan. When I bring the product, you know, to see the tea lovers, you know, so I don't compare it with any tea from around the world. So we got you this tea made from our own garden, right? And it's a light oxidized oolong. And when you remove all of the bias about a certain characteristic of some certain high-end oolongs, people start to appreciate more. You know, mm-hmm. They talk about the aftertaste. You know, they talk about, you know, its fragrance, right? You know, it's how many infusions it can do, right? You know, well, why don't we experiment with this? You know, instead of doing 100 degrees Celsius, let's try to do 70. Let's try to do 80. And to see that, you know, how the tea is going to react to a different temperature and, you know, what kind of characters and, you know, how it's going to perform, right? And so far, we have had a lot of positive feedback about the high mountain oolong. It's also the one that I share with all of my friends and family and clients last Christmas, you know, as a personal gift. And I believe you have one small tint of that also. Right now we're talking about that specific oolong, you know, from your personal experience without knowing, is it Vietnamese tea? You know, how would you describe as oolong? Is it that something you find as is unique in its own way? It has its own, you know, characters, and it's Vietnamese oolong tea.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.